Chapter 7. Finding Who You Truly Are. Nothi Seauton, Know Thyself. These words were inscribed above the entrance to the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, site of the sacred oracle. In ancient Greece, people would visit the oracle hoping to find out what destiny had in store for them, or what course of action to take in a particular situation. It is likely that most visitors read those words as they entered the building without realizing that they pointed to a deeper truth than anything the oracle could possibly tell them. They may not have realized either that no matter how great a revelation or how accurate the information they received, it would ultimately prove to be of no avail, would not save them from further unhappiness and self-created suffering, if they fail to find the truth that is concealed in that injunction, Know Thyself. What those words imply is this. Before you ask any other question, first ask the most fundamental question of your life. Who am I? Unconscious people, and many remain unconscious, trapped in their egos throughout their lives, will quickly tell you who they are. Their name, their occupation, their personal history, the shape or state of their body, and whatever else they identify with. Others may appear to be more evolved because they think of themselves as an immortal soul or divine spirit. But do they really know themselves, or have they just added some spiritual-sounding concepts to the content of their mind? Knowing yourself goes far deeper than the adoption of a set of ideas or beliefs. Spiritual ideas and beliefs may at best be helpful pointers, but in themselves they rarely have the power to dislodge the more firmly established core concepts of who you think you are, which are part of the conditioning of the human mind. Knowing yourself deeply has nothing to do with whatever ideas are floating around in your mind. Knowing yourself is to be rooted in being, instead of lost in your mind. Who you think you are. Your sense of who you are determines what you perceive as your needs and what matters to you in life. And whatever matters to you will have the power to upset and disturb you. You can use this as a criterion to find out how deeply you know yourself. What matters to you is not necessarily what you say or believe, but what your actions and reactions reveal as important and serious to you. So you may want to ask yourself the question, what are the things that upset and disturb me? If small things have the power to disturb you, then who you think you are is exactly that, small. That will be your unconscious belief. What are the small things? Ultimately, all things are small things, because all things are transient. You might say, I know I'm an immortal spirit, or I'm tired of this mad world and peace is all I want. Until the phone rings. Bad news. The stock market has collapsed. The deal may fall through. The car has been stolen. Your mother-in-law has arrived. The trip is cancelled. The contract has been broken. Your partner has left you. They demand more money. They say it's your fault. Suddenly, there's a surge of anger, of anxiety. A harshness comes into your voice. I can't take any more of this. You accuse and blame, attack, defend, or justify yourself. And it's all happening on autopilot. Something is obviously much more important to you now than the inner peace that a moment ago you said was all you wanted. And you're not an immortal spirit anymore, either. The deal, the money, the contract, the loss or threat of loss are more important. To whom? To the immortal spirit that you said you are? No, to me. The small me that seeks security or fulfillment in things that are transient and gets anxious or angry because it fails to find it. Well, at least now you know who you really think you are. If peace is really what you want, then you will choose peace. If peace mattered to you more than anything else, and if you truly knew yourself to be spirit rather than a little me, you would remain non-reactive and absolutely alert when confronted with challenging people or situations. You would immediately accept the situation and thus become one with it rather than separate yourself from it. Then, out of your alertness, would come a response. Who you are, consciousness, not who you think you are, a small me, would be responding. It would be powerful and effective, and would make no person or situation into an enemy.